This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The sweeping law on climate change, prescription drug prices, and a corporate minimum tax that's set to become law later this week includes money for people who buy electric cars, $7,500, and now a $4,000 credit for buying a used EV. But which vehicles will be eligible for subsidies may surprise you and has parts of the industry quite upset. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The bill includes a new, more rigorous set of financial incentives and manufacturing targets designed to boost electric vehicle and battery production and market share in the U.S. But Seth Goldstein, an analyst at Morningstar, says there's a key requirement that will need to be fulfilled in order for an electric vehicle to be eligible for a $7,500 tax credit.
Everything has to be assembled in the U.S. or a country with a free trade agreement. So it incentivizes a domestic EV supply chain from the mine to the vehicle.
Final vehicle assembly won't be a problem for the big domestic producers. Most Teslas, GMs, and Fords roll off assembly lines in the U.S. But EV batteries are another matter, says Garrett Nelson at CFRA Research.
The key materials used in EV batteries, a lot of those come from China, the Congo, countries which the U.S. does not have free trade partner status.
We don't assemble most batteries here either. Nelson says under the bill, 70% of the EV models now for sale in the U.S.
become immediately ineligible for the federal tax credit. And then starting in 2024, when the additional battery sourcing requirement goes into effect, none of the EVs would be eligible.
A consortium of EV makers has warned that the new domestic content provisions jeopardize the industry's target that electric vehicles will make up 40 to 50% of new vehicle sales by 2030. Nelson says currently, EVs make up just 5% of new sales. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.